It's really a hard act to follow, isn't it? Musical Vespers this evening is an attempt to show the various shades and colors and hues of joy, and you heard it just a moment ago. Joy takes on different colors, different shades, different hues. And I'm going to ask you a question, you answer as fast as I ask it. When I say the word joy, what do you think of? Loud or soft? Quick. I heard loud. When you think of joy, what do you think of? Fast or slow? But is joy fast and is joy loud all the time? Can it be something else? If you take a look at the Chagall windows, for instance, you'll see not the bright reds or the bright blues and the bright yellows of the windows at Chartres. You'll see some different hues, different colors. And the hymn book in front of you is made up of hymns of joy and adoration and worship. Someone once said that worship with praise and adoration is one great Te Deum. But if you subtract doxology or praise from worship, it's not a Te Deum, it's a tedium. And so what we'd like to do is to have you sing tonight. And these hymns of praise will be loud, will be soft, will be fast, will be slow. They'll be rhythmic, maybe they'll be dull, I don't know. Let's try it and find out, shall we? Would you turn to number 560? Oh, that I had 1,000 voices. What do you expect, loud or soft? Well, with a symphony of 1,000, you know you can't expect it too soft. May we do it in this way, please. Stanza 1, everybody. Stanza 2, men. Stanza 3, organ. 4, ladies. 5, all. The ladies, of course, include the girls, and the men include the boys. Look at stanza 3. As the organ plays, and imagine yourself out in the Holden Court out here, looking at the hills about you. 560, oh that I had. The next one is 409, and it has a different color of praise and adoration and joy. Praise and thanksgiving, Father, we offer. May we do it in the following manner. Stanzas 1 and 4, everybody. Stanza 2, ladies. Stanza 3, men. The next one, will you turn to 551? It's a relatively new hymn to Lutherans. It's been around for a long time, but it took a long time to get into the Lutheran discipline. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Written by Beethoven, appearing in his last movement of the Ninth Symphony. It's a majestic kind of praise and still a very rhythmic one. Let's do it in the following way. First and last stanza in unison by everyone, and the second stanza, let's sing it in harmony. Sopranos, altos, tenors, basses, monotones, whatever you are, sing along. I'm joyful, joyful, we adore thee, and remember it's another form of praise. Thank you. 558, please. I think everybody knows this tune. Everybody knows this text. We like to do it in a different sort of way. It's a different kind of praise hymn. Earth and All Stars. Text by Herb Brokering, tune by David N. Johnson. First stanza, listen carefully. Women, ladies, girls. Everybody comes in on the chorus. Second stanza, everyone. Third stanza, men, everybody comes in on the chorus. Fourth stanza, everyone. Now, the fifth stanza. All high school students, all college students, all professors, all teachers, sing that, classrooms and labs. And everybody comes in on the chorus, and finally, the sixth stanza, everyone. So, recapitulating, 2, 4, and 6 is for everyone. 1 is for women, everybody comes in the chorus. 3 is for men, everyone comes in the chorus. And 5 are for the educated and the educators.
Thank you. For the last number,
we will take one that I think we all associate with praise and joy and thanksgiving, and that is 534. Now thank we all our God. First and last stanza in unison, second stanza in harmony once again. Incidentally, choir rehearsal is on Saturday or Sunday afternoon. And the last stanza, we will rise for the doxology and sing the Amen. Sing aloud, a soft, a fast, or a slow song to the Lord. Good night.